Psalm 124, beginning with verse 1, a song of ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. A few months ago, when Dolly was discussing with me the arrangements for her funeral service, it was especially verse 8 that drew her to Psalm 124. She didn't remember the reference, but she said, that psalm that says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And so, of course, we found Psalm 124, and decided that this would be the text for her funeral sermon. As you can see, she was aware that the end was near. She was preparing for that, making sure the practicalities were handled, as well as making sure that we had no doubt as to what she would prefer. And I think when she settled on Psalm 124, she was thinking especially about the last verse there, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. But really, the whole psalm turned out to be wonderfully appropriate for the circumstances, the situation that she was going through. This psalm begins with an unspecified time of trouble. David doesn't tell us when exactly in his life these words came to mind or with reference to what situation he composed them, but it's clear that it was a situation of danger and of distress. You have that sort of fragmented, broken beginning. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, it kind of interrupts the flow of the thought. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. And he goes on to illustrate the danger. He compares these hostile forces, these men who are enemies, to a sinkhole when he uses that illustration of being swallowed up alive. We might cast our minds back to the Old Testament when some of those who rebelled against Moses and Aaron, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, which seems like a pretty good description of either an earthquake or a sinkhole or maybe a little bit of both. Or then there is the illustration of a flash flood. In verse 4, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream in the arroyo would have gone over our soul, the swollen waters, because of rainfall or snowmelt in the mountains, and all of a sudden, what was a gentle little trickle is a raging flood. He also uses another metaphor. He blesses the Lord who has not given them as a prey to the teeth of these hostile forces. Well, here they're compared to an animal who would like to bite and to devour them. We know David had personal encounters with a lion or a bear. Maybe he's thinking of one of those in this particular psalm when he uses that metaphor of people who would devour as an animal. Or then he uses still another metaphor. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. And for the kids who are present, a fowler is a bird trapper. It's somebody who hunts birds, who figures out a way to lure them into a situation where they can then be captured and killed. Well, this is quite a dangerous, quite a dramatic situation that David is describing. Because of the anger, because of the wrath of the enemies, it was as dangerous as a sinkhole, as a flash flood, as a wild animal, or as hunters are to birds. Now, again, we don't know the specifics, but from all of that, you can see that it was quite a serious situation. And yet, the psalm begins, if it were not, if the Lord had not been on our side. So all of this danger amounted to nothing, ultimately, not because it wasn't real, not because it wasn't present, but because the Lord was on their side. And so the snare, the hunter's trap, is broken, and we have escaped, or as he puts it, our soul has escaped as a bird. Why was all of that true? Well, it's said in the beginning of the psalm, the Lord was on their side, or it's said in the end of the psalm, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. What explains the escape from danger? What explains the fact that David and his followers emerged unscathed from all of these different dangers and perils that came upon them? Well, it wasn't anything about David. It wasn't anything about his followers. It wasn't anything about the people of Israel. They couldn't say, we have accomplished this great victory. They couldn't say, well, we were smart and we were tough and we held out and we refused to give up and lo and behold, we prevailed. That's not what he's saying at all. That's the opposite of what he's saying. He's repeating again here something that we also found in Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's very similar to Psalm 124, verse 8, isn't it? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Well, it's worth repeating because it's still true. It's worth repeating because it's very important to know. It's worth repeating because there is ultimately no other source of help for the dangers that face us, for the difficulties that surround us. Our help is in the name of the Lord, or there is no help for us. Now, David found that to be true in his experience. He emerged from danger, from difficulty and distress because of the Lord. And so he responds in worship, blessed be the Lord. There's an attitude of thanksgiving. There's an attitude of joy in the presence of God because this God, the Creator, the one who made heaven and earth, and that, by the way, is a Hebrew expression for everything. You take the two extremes, the uppermost extreme, the heaven, and the bottommost extreme, the earth. And when you say heaven and earth, you mean heaven and earth and everything in between. You mean the whole deal. The whole universe is probably how we would express that. This is the Creator of everything. And yet, he has noticed David. He has taken thought for David. He has delivered David and his followers from their multiple dangers. It is an amazing thing that the Creator of the heavens and the earth should have time to think about individuals, should care to draw near to us, to help us, to bless us, that it would even matter to him whether we worshiped him or not, whether we said, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. And yet, all of that is shown to be true in the Psalms, in the experience of David, his followers, in the experience of many Christians since that time, and in the experience of Dolly herself as well. How often did we find her in distress? How often did we find her facing difficulties, whether it was fear, whether it was disappointment, or whatever it might be? But you could listen, you could wait, and as time went by, she would begin to say things like, I know God loves me, or I know God is with me. Many conversations started with, I can't do this anymore, Reuben, to which I would nod and say, yes, I understand. But before the conversation was over, her tune would change, a little bit anyway. And instead of saying, I can't do this anymore, she would say, I know that God is with me. Where was her help? I remember a variety of occasions where she would feel overwhelmed. She would feel distressed. Her soul would be troubled within her, and she would stop to pray. She would ask me to pray, or she would pray, and she would recognize that her help was in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Again and again, that simple reality, remembering who God was, remembering who God was to her, calling upon God in that moment, she would stabilize. She would at least get to the point where I could bring the visit to a close. Now, I understood that the next time I came back, we would maybe go through the same thing again. That was okay. That was fine. But again and again, I saw it confirmed in her life. Her help was in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. One time it was my opportunity to visit her, and I myself was in a certain amount of difficulty that day because of circumstances. I told her what had happened. I told her what was going on. She just grabbed my hand and prayed for me. That day she reminded me that my help was in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And that simple act, that little thing that she could do without getting out of her chair, without mustering a great effort, that meant the world to me in that moment. And that's one big reason that I am going to miss Dolly. She was a very special friend. We went through some hard times together, but those moments in visiting, just spending the time, being with her, waiting for her to come around and to articulate her faith again, will always be special to me. I trust they will remain in my memory for a very long time. They've already been a source of strength and comfort to me. And I trust that they will continue to be so as the years go by. Now, all of that is a little generic. It's a little vague. But it was very clear. It was very precise for David, for Dolly. And we can all apply that to ourselves as well. The dangers that we're facing are different. The difficulties that we experience, well, we wouldn't all describe them the same way. They wouldn't all hit us the same way. Some of us are facing difficulties with health. Some of us are facing difficulties with conflict. Some of us are facing anxieties about the future. You notice how David keeps the psalm a little vague, not because he couldn't have told you what was going on that prompted this, but so that it would be generally applicable, so that whatever our specific circumstances would be, we could nonetheless come to this psalm and find encouragement, find blessing, and find direction as well. With that in mind, then, take a second look at the psalm and realize what it's saying. It's saying that apart from the Lord, we would be swallowed up, drowned, devoured, and trapped. Maybe not in that particular order, but all of those things would happen to us. There would be no ability to stand. There would be no ability to resist. There's one critical deciding factor. The Lord was on our side. Apart from that, there is no hope and there is no help. That's repeated again. Our help is in the name of the Lord. It is virtually exclusive. If our help is in the name of the Lord, that means it is not anywhere else. You don't have to add anything to that. You can't add anything to that. Well, we're here in a certain amount of distress from sorrow, as well as whatever else is going on in our lives at this present time. Where is our help? We know the answer. We've heard it multiple times already. Our help is in the name of the Lord. But we can make that even more concrete. We can make that even more specific. Why is the Lord on our side? Why is God available as our help? Why does God intervene to bless us, to strengthen us, to deliver us from danger, to rescue us? All of that is in and through the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is because of the Lord Jesus that we can call upon God as our Father. It is because of Jesus that we can trust that He will be good to us. It is because of Jesus that we know who He is. It is because of Jesus that we can draw near to Him. And so when we say our help is in the name of the Lord, that's an Old Testament way of saying our help is in Jesus Christ. He has the name that is above every name, and His name is a comfort and a strength and a blessing to our souls. And then you notice also this. David specifies, our soul has escaped. In other words, the dangers that surround us are not merely dangers from enemies, physical dangers. There is a danger to our souls. That danger to our souls is fundamentally the danger of sin, the danger of acting in a way that is contrary to God, to His will, to His purpose for our life, the danger of alienation from God, of not being reconciled to Him, of not being on God's side, if I can put it that way. That's what sin is. It's taking up sides against God. Well, when that describes us, how can we say, the Lord was on our side? Well, in and through Christ, we move from being the Lord's enemies, from being against Him, to being His people, to having Him on our side. And so if we really want to say these words with their fullness of meaning, our soul has escaped, our help is in the name of the Lord, what is absolutely essential is that we should trust that God has sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. In other words, under its curse, under its punishment. We must trust that the Lord Jesus Christ has done everything that is necessary to deliver our souls, not just from this or that particular individual danger, but from the greatest danger of all, from the danger of sin. In Christ, we can say these words with a richness and a fullness of meaning that just do not obtain in any other case. Where is our help? No matter what the danger is, but where is our help when faced with our worst danger? Where is our help against the danger of going astray, of just falling completely off the rails and living in a way that is entirely contrary to the Creator, to the one who knows what we need, to the one who knows what is good for us since He made us? What is the remedy? What is the help for that great danger to our souls? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. We should all be pointed to Him. We should all flee to Him. We should all take refuge in Him, because ultimately there is no other shelter. There is no other fortress. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Our help is in the name of Jesus, or we have no help at all.